station. Hit a switch on a fake nigga like a station.
And welcome back to another episode of the Neurobiology of Sex podcast. So, Thanksgiving has passed. It is already December. We had our first glimpse of snow last week. Clearly, the weather is starting to get a little colder. And the holiday season is upon us. This all means it's officially cuffing season. In today's episode, we are going to focus on this idea of cuffing, otherwise known as pair bonding. Pair bonding refers to a strong affinity created between a mating pair, often resulting in an offspring and in a lifelong bond. In these pairs, there is usually a mutual preference for the other partner. Oxytocin, which is a hormone and neuropeptide produced in the hypothalamus, transported and secreted by the posterior pituitary, is a hormone often referred to as a love hormone, and it has been shown to be responsible for these bonds between romantic partners. Oxytocin also plays a really important role in the female sexual activity, in childbirth, in lactation, and all these kinds of just bonding behaviors. Previous research done on prairie voles has connected both oxytocin and vasopressin, another very similar hormone, with this lifelong pair bonding phenomenon. In prairie voles, oxytocin and vasopressin are both sufficient and necessary to create a pair bond. Although oxytocin is better studied in females and vasopressin in males, they both have this similar effect. In humans, evidence suggests that oxytocin increases prosocial behavior, and a specific variation of the oxytocin receptor gene leads to increased social behavior, decreased social problems in childhood and adulthood, and a decrease in marital problems. Wallum et al. 2012 paper entitled Variation in the Oxytocin Receptor Gene is Associated with Pair Bonding and Social Behavior, finds that the oxytocin receptor single nucleotide polymorphism, otherwise known as SNP, which is a kind of a mutation where one single nucleotide is exchanged for another. And so this SNP, called RS7632287, very long name, is a variation of this oxytocin receptor that is highly correlated with a decrease in prosocial behavior and pair bonding. So in their study, they found, they had a lot of data from various studies on people, and they looked at their genetic background, and they looked at if they had this SNP. And what they found was that there's an association between this SNP and pair bonding behavior in adolescent and adult women. They found an increase in social problems in their childhood and an increase in marital problems in their adulthood. They also found social problems and autism-related traits to this SNP. So what I got from this Wallum et al. Study was that if you had this SNP, you did not win that genetic jackpot. But what are you supposed to do then? Are you just supposed to have a future of marital problems and unhappy relationships? Or is there something one can do about it? Or what if you don't have this SNP, but you struggle with finding love? Is there a way you could just take this hormone and make it all better? That's what researcher Bate Didson at the University of Zurich was interested in and decided she would try and figure out. What she did to do this was spray couples' noses with a liquid containing oxytocin. She then got them to talk to each other about common day-to-day issues they had. Things like what they do during the day, or who does the dishes and who doesn't. conversations that result in disagreement. And she focused on their communication and how they talked and expressed each other. What she found was that couples who took the hormone had better conversations. They were more responsive to each other, more expressive, a lot more open and calm while they conversed. She found that people with the hormone tended to resolve their issues a lot quicker and calmer than the people who did not. So I did some research, and according to the internet, you could buy a bottle of oxytocin, a 2-week supply for only $29.95. You spray it on in the morning, you go outside, and you'll elicit strong feelings of trust from everyone you encounter. If you have many issues, you could even buy a year supply for just $179.95. So is that how it works? Is it that easy to have everyone fall in love with you? Is this basically just a love potion? That's what researchers are not so sure about. The thing about oxytocin is it plays a role in this positive feedback loop. Oxytocin is able to elicit these loving behaviors, but you also have to give and receive these behaviors to promote the release of oxytocin. That leads, once again, to these behaviors. And you can't just have this hormone to have a relationship. There's other parts about relationships that lead to success. Although successful communication is part of it, it doesn't ensure that partners stay together. You have to have a strong connection and a desire to be with the person. Good communication is not enough. So that's actually all the time we have for today. But thank you again for stopping by and listening to this week's episode of the Neurobiology of Sex podcast. And please, call and let us know if you try this hormone. Would love to hear about it. But that's all, and hope you tune in again next week for another episode of Neurobiology of Sex.